Good evening. Have our papers, we have a sheet. The Parsha B'Midbar that we'll read with Shabbos is one of those sedras where if you give shiurim on topics Nogela Halacha, it's sometimes more challenging to find something suitable. Now, certain sedras are easier to find topics and certain sedras are more difficult. B'Midbar is usually one of the more difficult or more challenging ones. Sometimes you're bailed out, or most of the time you're bailed out by the fact that the Parsha B'Midbar comes on the Shabbos before Shavuos. The overwhelming majority of the time, that's the case. For Shavuos always falls. It says in the Torah, Imdu v'itzu, the mnemonic, remember that you read Parsha B'Midbar, Achar Manu v'itzu, I'm saying Manu v'itzu, you should count. That's Parsha B'Midbar is about to count the census, and then itzu is observe Ateris. This year is an exception, a very rare exception, that we read Parsha Noso before Shavuos. In Eretz Yisrael it's a little less rare, but still pretty rare. But in Chutzos it's very, very rare that Parshas, and it's only a year like this, certain things fall out a certain way, days on leap year, and the way days fall out, etc. So we have that rarity this year.
Before Yom HaShoah.
Right, this is before Yom HaShoah, right. So we can have drushes about that. But anyway, I found a topic I thought would be interesting, and that is the status of B'nai Levi B'Zman HaZeh. What's the status of a Levi in terms of Kedusha, in terms of obligations that he has, or that we have towards him, B'Zman HaZeh? And our point of departure, of course, is the fact that Parshas B'Midbar, which actually begins Sefer B'Midbar, which is nicknamed by Chazal Chumash HaPekudim, means the Chumash of the census, or of the count, or literally of the numbers, hence the English name numbers. Right? Chumash, the word B'Midbar, we all know, doesn't mean numbers, it means in the desert, but the English name comes from Chazal's nickname, which is Chumash HaPekudim. So the Sedra has a description of the census, the count of Klal Yisrael, and we find that one Shevet, namely Shevet Levi, was segregated in terms of the count, and was not grouped with the rest of the Shvatim. So the Torah tells in the first source, Paragimel B'Midbar, starting in Pasuk He through Pasuk Yud Gimel, by the Rosh Hashanah, Hakrev is Matei Levi, Hamarata also with Ne'aron Akon V'Shersu also. So the Torah speaks a little bit about the status of the job of the B'nai Levi, why they're segregated, why they're separated, and it says that Moshe was told to bring the Matei Levi, Mashevet Levi, and present them, so to speak, before Aaron HaKohen, v'shersu oso. Look at the second source in Rashi, v'shersu oso, mahu asherus. What is this sherus, this service that serve him? The job of the Levim is somehow to serve Aaron HaKohen. What exactly is this service? So Rashi tells you, you look at the next pasuk. Pasuk Zion says, v'shomrus mishmartos mishmartos koit lefemel avodos avodos hamishkan. Rashi explains, mahu asherus v'shomrus mishmarto. Lefi sheshmiras hamikto shalom shalik ravzor. The service is that the Levim assists the Kohanim in guarding the Mishkan. We spoke about that last year, maybe 2 years ago, the mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash. You have to guard the Mikdash. We discussed this practical reasons for having guards by the Beis HaMikdash, by the Mishkan. One is to make sure that a person who's a czar, who's a non-Kohen, does not enter the area, not allowed to enter. Practical concern. Others mentioned there's a concern sometimes that there should be no damage or poor behavior around there. And in addition, there's also an idea of having guards there just for the, what you might call, pomp and circumstance, to make the place have greater dignity. I mentioned an example like by Buckingham Palace. You have those fellows with the tall spodics, right, that they wear, and then the red uniform and so on. I don't think there's security detail. Like, there's security detail besides that. These guys are there, as far as I know, just to make it, they have the changing of the guards, all ceremony, lends a certain amount of dignity to the place. So sometimes you have in New York City, you have a fancy hotel or a fancy apartment building, have a doorman with a certain uniform, you know, it's a uniform that matches the decor of the building. It gives a certain, Shiva, so to speak. So that's, and the Rashi tells us that that's the job of the Kohanim, and the Levim are there. Halavim, halolo, in the words of Rashi, important words, they're in Rashi in Pasuk Vav, the Dirmas Vasher, so, the Halavim, halolo, Messiah, Osam. They're there to assist the Kohanim. Good, back to the Psukim, right? And Pasuk Ches, the Shomer is called Klei Olmoed. They also have to guard the vessels of the Olmoed. That's Mishmeres Ben Israel, Avodes, Avodes HaMishkan. Participate somehow in Avodes HaMishkan. Pasuk Tesh, Satora Salavim, La'aron Levon of Nesunim, Nesunim Hema Lo Meis Ben Israel, they're given to Aaron. And again, Rashi writes in Pasuk Tesh there, the second source, Nesunim Hema Lo Ezra, for help. In other words, it seems that the job of the Levim is to assist the Kohanim in managing and in the carrying out their duties within the Mishkan / Beis HaMikdash. Back to the Pesukim again. Israel. I have taken the Levim from amongst Bnei Israel, segregated them from everybody else. They replaced the Bechor. Remember that the firstborn initially was supposed to have a special status within the framework of Avodas Hashem and the mission of Eis HaMikdash. They lost that. In fact, one of the mitzvahs that you can talk about in Parashat Bavit is Pidyon HaBen, a description of some details concerning Pidyon HaBen. And the Kaddosh Baruch Hu says in the last pasuk in Source 1, Yud Gimel, Ki li kol bechor b'yom ha'kosi kol bechor b'etzam hikasti li kol bechor b'yisbisom ha'arom ha'vehem aliyu ani Hashem. Rashi says in pasuk Gidbeiz mitoch b'nei Yisrael, she Yisrael sochan asol l'sheva shali. Yisrael, so to speak, they're giving them over to me to serve. Right? Ayidea bechor zochisi b'hem. Through the firstborns, I was zochis, so to speak, so Kaddosh Baruch Hu, to put the Levian to work. I take them instead. L'kachtim t'mura sam. Originally, the avodah was by the Bechoros. When they served the Egel Azov, Nifsalu, they were pasul, they were disqualified. The Halavim, and the Levim who didn't participate, remember when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and he says, Mila Hashem Eli, and the Apostle says, Vayasu Elov, should have printed the pasul. There in Parshas Kisisa, it says, Vayasu Kol B'nei Levi, right? The B'nei Levi joined with Moshe Rabbeinu, did not participate in the Egel, and in fact had to carry out the difficult mission of killing other Jews who observed their Avodah Zarah. It says in Zos HaBrocha, Levi Amar Tum, it says, you know, Tumecho Verechosh Gadol Hashem, HaOmer La'ov, you'll ignore even family members, they have to go and carry out the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You look there in Zos HaBrocha, the Brocha of Levi. Anyway, you see from these Psukim, the job of Levium is Sheiris to assist the Kohanim, the Malbim.
So,
elaborate, yes.
So, it's with the Bechor's loss of this cover, yep, because they didn't protect Klai Yisrael from doing it, or they were over the Esau and
Both. Rashi says Chotu Beigel. I mean, yeah, it sounds like you were. Now you can argue, was it everybody?
No, because only a certain amount, only a small percentage.
Small percentage, yeah. Right. Okay. So the difference, but the Mefarshim point out that some didn't stop others. They did a little bit, and so on. So you're right. You have to figure out who's who. I don't know, but the Enochanami, it's an open question. The Malbim,
according to the Ramban,
yeah,
The Chet Egel was after the Mishkan.
Right. That's a different problem.
It's all completely different story.
Right, okay. But anyway, however the Bechor lost it, so that we can show about another time. But clearly, the B'nai Levi were designated with this role. The Malbim, in the third source, the Malbim there in the Asedra, on Pasuk Vav, Hakker is Mate Levi, Lamala Omar Arata Hafker is Himhailo Seis Es HaMishkan LaHakimah Oleparko. One of the jobs of the Levium was to carry the Mishkan and to disassemble it and assemble it when they came to another place. Obviously, they traveled around the Midbar, so the Mishkan was portable, had to be taken apart and reset up when they came to a new place. That was the job of Levim. Shentila Nasa Kozen Moshe. Moshe did that himself. L'chem Amavatov came. Upoho Diyu Shiyakov Son Madrega Yoser Koval Hashem B'shiyu Mishar Se Aaron. The Levim are now being brought closer to the service of Hashem in the sense that they are Mishar Se Aaron. They are assistants to Aaron. Like a Sagan, an assistant. You know, the name Siegel. Many Levim are named Siegel. Many people Siegel are Levim. Siegel is a Rosh Hashanah. Samach Gimel Lamed stands for Sgan Lakoin. That's where the name Siegel comes from. Now, they could have Siegels now, are not Kohanim, are not Levim rather, because, you know, people in the Cape of America, they, you know, all kinds of names, people call him Cohen or not Kohanim. Next thing, I have a Segel or Siegel, but that's a lot of times you look, a lot of times it says, in someone's name, it'll say so-and-so Segel Levi, or Levi Segel, or good others. Anyway. But that's what I mean.
They write
Sama Gimel with a, you know, like a Shmitchik, you know, a double apostrophe and a Lamed, like Rosh Hashanah. That's a concept. Anyway, but that's what it says here. The Malbim writes, they're brought to Madrega Yosef Koval Hashem, Shem Mishar Se Aaron, Shekolel Gamken Es Hashir, Shechelek Men Avodah. The Malbim now tells another job of the Levim, to sing, okay, as part of the Avodah, with Hashir, Shahul, and Levim, Omer, Veis HaMikdash. Right? At the time of the offering of the wine libations and the Sochim, with the daily Karbonat Levim would sing. They would sing the Kapitel of Tillim that we say in the Shir Shoyom. By the way, they do both by Shachris and by Mincha. We only say the Shir Shoyom by the morning carbon and the afternoon carbon. We only say Shir Shoyom by Shachris for different reasons, but they sang the afternoon as well. So that's another job of the Levim. So we've all seen, you put Rashi together with the Malbim, so their job is to serve.
But it's all peripheral confinement.
So
and,
far, right.
And the Kohen
right.
was supposed to do the essential of
the right, correct. The Levim are the background people.
But,
right?
but we send the Levim, we yeah. place the Kohen.
Right. So that, okay, but the Kohen are also from Levi, right? So you're right. But every Kohen also comes from Levi. So a certain branch of the Levim family got more. But I want to focus more on the Levim, you know, the extended Levi family. That's how the Malbim writes in Pasuk Zion, second part of Source 3. The Shomris Mishparti, Shishmu Mishmeres Haroy Laharon, Kamo. There's other things. Hachonos Tzorche HaKorban. The preparation is necessary to get the carbon ready to be offered. We don't think of it this way, but that's the Malbim Zion. Kamo Shachash Vedibah Aram, we'll see. Shomimunim Al Hayayin. They were in charge of making sure there was enough wine for the Nesachim. The Hasoles, the Hashemen, the Chavitim. All of these are all things necessary for the day-to-day function of bringing the Kavanos to the Semitosh. And the Malbim is telling us that was the job of Levim, to make sure everything was in place. Yeah, the Kohanim, like Dr. Belzman just said, did the Iker Avot, did they act, but the Levim were essential, according to what the Malbim is telling us here, to be in the background to make sure everything was in order. Like the Aboyim, so to speak, everything in place, right? Everything in the right place. The gam kolosh mir samikdash shakohanim shom mifnim v'alavim mechutz. We talk about that as a seventh piece. Mishmeres mishmeres, as mishmeres kolah edo. In yonam rabbi sanhedrin kolasos gizborin. They were also in charge of, like, you know, the treasury, so to speak, to make sure again everything is somehow how to make sure. The base of mikdash was, we can imagine, sort of a big operation. Okay, paper here, the sheet. The base of mikdash was a The Beit HaMikdash was a big operation, especially, you know, as the Klal Yisrael grew in number and size, etc. So more and more people say, "Hey, have stuff ready. You come to the Beit HaMikdash." Like, "Oh, sorry, we're out of this today. Come back tomorrow." You can't do that. You have to have the stuff ready. That was their job. Okay. Where do we see all the Shomim? So the Malbim alluded to Psukim. So I collected some of the Psukim from Divrei Hayamim. Okay, which tells us this Mefush Psukim in Tanakh. Do you remember Aleph Perak Chof Gimel? Source number 4. Starting with Pasuk Chof Ches. Ki ma'amodam tzom v'nei lebi liyad v'nei Aaron. They stood next to the v'nei Aaron. La'avodas beis Hashem ala chatzeros and ala l'shochos v'altaras l'chol kodesh u'maisa avodas beis olukim. Anything to be done in the beis HaMikdash. Chof Tes. U'lelechem hamareches u'lesoles l'mincho l'rikike amatzes u'lemachavas u'lemarbochos u'lechol nesur u'mido. You recognize some of these words in the Torah, in the Vayikra, which speaks to the associates. These were different kabbalists. That was their job. So it's not the Malbim. He's referring to the Malbim. Assumes correctly that most of us don't know the Psukim in Divrei Hayamim, right? So he tells us to look in Divrei Hayamim. So here they are. And the Lamed, the Lamed Baboka Baboka Lahodo Sura Halal Hashem, Bechem La'arev, to get up and sing songs of praise. That's the Shir of Salavim, right? In the morning and the afternoon, like I said before. Lamed Aleph, Ulachol Halos, Olos Hashem, La Shabbos, La Chadosh, La Hodim, Mishra, Kumishra, Lam, Tamid of Nashem. And Lamed Beis, Vishomris, Mishmeris, Olmoid, Vishmeris, Hakodish, Mishmeris, Arachem, Lavoda Space Hashem. This was the job of the Levim. And the Rayam is recounting what actually was happening in the Beis HaMikdash. And it mentions elsewhere in source number 5. Divrayam Aleph again, and now Parakhovov Pasakov, the Halavim, Achia, that was the name of the chief at that time, chief lady at that time, Al Otsos Beiselokim, Al Otsos HaKadoshim, right? All the treasure houses, the stuff that was needed, and so on, they supervised it. Divrayam Beis, source 6, Divrayam Beis, Parak Lamed Aleph, starting in Pasuk Yud Aleph, this is when Chizkiyahu Melech had a rededicate the Beis HaMikdash after the wicked King Menashe eradicated, that's another, right? And Malachim said after he was over at Abarazara for many years and he eradicated a lot of turned over stuff in the Beis HaMikdash to over the Abarazara, and anyway, Chizkiyahu cleaned everything up. So it says in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayomer Chizkiyahu hachim l'shachos beis Hashem v'yachinu, prepared everything, v'yavidus ha'truma v'maisa v'kosh v'nu aleihem nogid Kananyahu Halevi, who was in charge of this operation led by Chizkiyahu, gentleman by the name of Kananyahu Levi, Vishinu Achil Mishneh, his brother was the second, and here he had given a list of names. We're not familiar with these people, but Vichil, Vazos, Yahu, Nachas, Asol, all kinds of names of people who were Levium, who were in charge under the supervision of the king, the Nagid Beis Elokim, Yudal of the Kore, then Yimna HaLevi HaShoer, and this guy was by the gates. L'mizrach, I'm just going to say Shmos and Kachay Kadoshim. See, here you have actual names. They recently discovered, those have been to Ir David, you know, I mean, they are doing mass excavations there right outside the wall near the castle, so they keep finding this stuff. The last time I was there, a couple of years, and it changes every all the time. Now they found what they think is remnants of even the palace of the Rambam, I don't know if they think, and so on, but they have coins, and remember they have coins which have stamped on the coins the names of people whose names are mentioned in Divrei HaYomim, you know, they were the, so maybe these Levim. Anyway, so you get a picture at least from Divrei HaYomim. The Torah itself actually tells us some of the jobs of Levim. Next week's set of example, source number 7. Parshas Nasa, Levirah, Perek Dalad, Pasuk Kof Dalad, Zos Avodas Mishpachos HaGershuni, Lavod Ulamasa. Right? What does it mean, Lavod Ulamasa? So Ibn Ezra, source 8, Ibn Ezra, not Pasuk, again, Perek Dalad, Levirah, Pasuk Kof Dalad, Lavod, Lahokim HaMishkan, and Lasos HaLechem, Belishchot, Shchita. Now, Shchita is very bizarre, right? But the Levian player helped it. I guess if there was a backlog or a lot of activity going on that day in the Beis HaMikdash, and these are all hands on deck, the Levian were there for Shchita, the Lishmor. Well, the Masa means something else, fine. So again, you're getting a picture of what the Levian played a very, very important role in the Mikdash. Also in Parshas Noso, in source number 9, Bemidbar, Perek Dal, Pasuk Mem Zayin, Miben Shosh Mishon Avamala, Miben Shosh Mishon Avamala, Miben Chamish Mishon Kalabola, Avod, Avodas, Avoda, Avodas Masabo, what does it mean, Avodas, Avoda? So in source 10, the Daz, the Kena Balatosis, there are not Pasuk. Balatosis say, Avod, Avodas, Avoda, again, Bemidbar Dalad Mem Zayin, Shchita, Hafshek, Benituach, Shem Avodas HaKohanim, Mizehayu Osin HaLevim. You know, the Kohanim is really the Kohanim's job. But if necessary, the Levim would help with the Shechita, and the Hafshek is, you know, the, what we call skinning, you know, and then Nituch is cutting up the animal that's being given on the carbon and so on. And it says, Kedixiv be'ezru v'divrei yomim. Again, the Baal HaTosfos new Tanakh also. They said, take a look in Ezru v'divrei yomim. Gavi Pesach Shechizkio, Shulevim Hafshitim. And there I have the Pesukim for you. 11. Ezru Paragvav Pasachov, Ki Tara Konim v'Halavim Ke'echod, Kulam Tahorim, V'yishchatu HaPesach V'chol B'nei Agon. The Levim participated in the Shechita of the Korban Pesach. And Divrei HaYomim also, for source 12, Divrei HaYomim Beis, Perek Chof Tes Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Ra Kohanim Hayu L'Ma'at. Why was this necessary? Because there were a smaller number of Kohanim. Lo Yochu L'Hafshit Es Kol HaOlos. There weren't enough Kohanim to handle the volume that was necessary for the Kabbalists, right? So by Yechazku Machem HaLevim. So the Levim participated at Kol Samarachat. All the work was done. Now the Radak, for the sake of complete intellectual honesty, the Radak, the Divrei Beis, Perek Chof Tes, source 13, in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, but then he says that was a sort of like a harash shah, if you will. It was a temporary thing. Shas Adocha, Kayazah. You can't say learn that they always did that, because it sounds to these psukim like the Levim did things, part of the Avodah, which were reserved only for the Kohanim, and generally considered Avodah Sakohanim. So the Radak implies that was a harash shah, a special Shas Adocha Adchak kind of situation. And again, you get the picture. Finally, there's a couple more sources in terms of the Avodah Salavim in the olden days.
Is that a possibility if you're in a land and there's no, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, there would be no Kohanim? Metzius.
Yeah, well, Metzius, we know, by the way, that when Ezra came back, there weren't enough, a lot of Kohanim stayed in Babel. He had a, you know, sort of bribe to come back. But yeah, that's what it's time to Levim had to pitch in. Yeah.
Did Ezra punch Levim, though, by not getting them also? So that, because there's hardly any that came back?
Right. Levim, too. It's so true. Between the two. Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. I don't know the numbers, you know, but we ask if he's sold, be able to do it.
No, so what happens in Metzius? Wise, you know,
and there's nobody. I don't know.
Ezra's talking about it. Theoretically,
right, could have happened. Yeah, apparently they got people to come.
To relate to it.
Right. No, it's a good question. I mean, again, certain things are not kosher without a Kohen. I mean, you couldn't do it. You know, certainly I think maybe it would be as a Zeche, but I don't think it could be.
Very Yemen seems to be like.
Right, the recording was going on, you know. But the Radak says it was a Shas Adchak, at least with the Levim. But it's an interesting question. I just one or two other things quickly, because in Parshas Korach, the Torah also describes the role of the Levim. Source 14, Perk Yud Ches, and the Psukim Aleph and Beis. Vama Shem El Aaron, Ato Vanecha Veisavicha, Itoch Tisva, Savon Amikdash, Ato Vanecha Itoch Tisva, Savon Kunasem, the Gam and Pasuk Beis, as Achecha Mate Levi, Shevet Avicha, Hakrev Itoch, Vilavu Alecha, Vishar Sucha. Ato Vanecha Itcha, now all of this, etc. It says Rashi, Vilavu, Yishabru Aleichem, Ahazir Gam Azorim, Milakar Valeim, keep the Zorim, we're not allowed to go in there out, Vishar Sucha, Vishmiras Hashorim, they take care of the gates, Okay, velimnas mehen gizborim amachalim. Again, treasurers and so on. So you have all these, you put everything together, I think you get a picture of what the job of the Levim was. The pasuk, another pasuk in Korach, perkin ches pasuk chav gimel, the obar halevi huas havaros o amoed, etc. The Rambam summarizes all neatly, kedarka makodesh, perik gimel of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Halach Aleph and Beis in source 17. That's who's if I don't know. I don't think so. The Rambam writes, I don't know. The Rambam is some jobs, yes, but perhaps not others. I'd have to look into exactly.
But the job, yeah. According to the Radak,
yeah,
they had not only a subservient job,
yep,
they had a job to supervise the scorning.
Right, in some ways, make sure they knew what they were doing, yeah. Yeah. I should mention also on that pasuk in Parshas Korach, I brought me the paper called Paneach Raza, not on the sheet, not on the computer, it's from one of the Balayatosis. Okay, from one of the Balayatosis, there in Parak Yuches of Parshas Korach, the middle of pasuk Beis Yishosucha, Rashi had his definition of Shosucha B'Shmiras HaShe'orim, he writes Paneach Raza and Balayatosis B'Shir Ala Korban, that's the Shevas, is the Shir. They're both right. And the question is what's meant by that word, I just want to throw that into the mix. Anyway, look at the Rambam in 17, Parak Gimel, of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Halacha Aleph, Zera Levi Kulo Muvda Avodas HaMikdash. This tribe of Levi, the descendants of Levi, are designated to serve in the Mikdash. Shenemar, Ba'isai, Yahidol, Hashem, Hashem, Levi. O mitzvahs asay. It's a mitzvahs asay. It's one of the tired mitzvahs. Leos, Halavim, Pnuyan, and Mukhan, Abodas, Hamikdash, Bain Ratu, Bain Shalom Ratu. So we want or not, we've got a great winner. Shenemar, the other Levi, who is Abodas, Hamad. That was the last pasuk. That was the Nivahar, Yurchas, Pasuk of Gimel Korah. And so on. And now look at all the Chabez. Abodas, Shalahem, what is their job? He, Shu, Shomanis, Hamikdash, the human, they would guard, the human, Shorim, guys in charge of the gates, lift off Shara Mikdash, and they take care of that. The Yumahem is so rim the Shara Kab Mechoyom Shanem. He quotes the pasuk with that. Ezu Sheris, and the Rambam tells us again, this was the job of the Levim. We get the picture. So now the question becomes, if we look carefully at everything we just read, everything that the Levim did related to the Mishkan, the Beis Hamikdash. So what's the story today? There is no Mishkan, there is no Beis Hamikdash. Do the Levim have any job? Do the Levim have any status? Or no, until Lagdias Galtzer, until the Beis Hamikdash were built, the Levim are like everybody else. That's all the background. But I wanted to paint that picture, I think it's not well known, and now we see the Levim played an instrumental role. Yeah, no pun intended, yeah.
One of the things
is that
you get
Meister.
I mean, that's not.
Right, okay, today you don't really have to. Well, yeah, okay, we don't know who they are yet.
Job, it's not a function.
Oh, it's not a. Well,
it's in the Torah that's.
Yeah, that was Chalef. Okay, you're right. It's not connected. In fact, the Levim get Meister. They get Meister because they get land because they're separate. You know,
there's some status.
But okay, correct. Good. Point taken. So one thing that I think comes to mind right away that still relates, at least because we saw that their assistants, the Kohanim, as I was thinking about this, one thing I thought of right away was that they, when we swear, right, we have Duchenim still, most of the Kohanim's jobs aren't here either. But the Kohanim do Duchen, and before Duchenim, the Levim wash the hands of Kohanim, right? So that's one thing. So that seems to still be in effect today. What's interesting about that is what exactly is the mocker for that?
So
we're not right. So I don't know. No, because where did that come from altogether? It's an interesting question. Right? I saw my grandfather, was a rabbi in upstate New York, and he had a lot of people in the shul who were very not learned, or not even observant Jews. He had people who had the daily meeting and everything, but there were people who came once a year, you know, or Shemay and Kippur, whatever, or Yisker or Yortzai. So he was a very, very wealthy, wealthy man in the community. I mean, one of these old-time wealthy, there's an old-time wealthy man who had, like, butlers and people who dressed him, and like, you know, a very, very pampered person, multi man in those days, and he had, like, a whole staff in his house that took care of him. Anyway, so, you know, the man's father passed away, but I don't even think he came to say Kaddish, but it was a year later, he knew he had to say Yizkor, or whatever. Yeah, he knew he had to go for Yizkor. It was on Yontif, naturally, and he had to be away for business in whatever town. He wasn't observing anyway. He had to be in some other town. And he didn't know anything, and he called my grandfather, Rabbi, I have to go to such and such a city, I forget where. Is there a synagogue there? He'll have his driver bring him to the synagogue so he can go in and say Yizkor. Anyway, so my grandfather looked him down there, told him a shul, and they were fine. So when the man came back, he met up with my grandfather, and he thanked him, and he said, how did it work out? You found the synagogue? Yeah, my driver took me, but one thing happened, it was a strange thing. What happened? I came into the synagogue, I sat down in the back, you know, and a man comes over and he says, "Excuse me, sir, are you a Levi?" So I didn't know what he was talking about. So just to get rid of him, I said, "Yes." So next thing I knew, I'm in the back washing people's hands. Then the guy didn't wash his own hands. The rabbi had been washing people's hands in the back. Okay, where does that come from altogether? So the Beis Yosef writes in our Chaim Siman Kuf Chof Ches, source number 18. Beis Yosef says, "We ask Rabbeinu so. Rechainer in the middle of the long Beis Yosef. Rechainer isio Ashkenazim noagim lito yedem b'shas nesias kapayim. I find that the meaning of Ashkenaz is that the Kohanim wash their hands before dochering, before nesias kapayim. Right? Nesias kapayim is Chazal's word for brichas kohanim, raising the hands. It means literally, right? Afal pishekvar not lidem shachris. Even though they washed before shul, they washed in the morning. Shamati shekhenosim gam kain besorad. I heard they do that in Spain also. B'shehoyu halavim yotzkim mayim." And I heard that the meaning is that the Levim are the ones who pour the water in the Kohanim's hands. Says the Beis Yosef, Yosef Kar, "V'lo de ma'ayim dovarzeh." I don't know what to for that. No Gemara, no Mishnah about it, no Pasuk about it. We never saw that before. I didn't know. And the Beis Yosef writes, I mean, you know, "Lo ha'isi yodeh ma'ayim ma'ayim dovarzeh, litoy de ha'levim." Ad shezikane Hashem, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this chus, "U'matzasi mefurish b'medrish ha'zohar, parashas nasa." Guess what? It's the Zohar. It's in the Kabbalah. The Zelashon, he quotes the language of the Zohar. Tana Kohen, the Kohen, the boy, the parashas, the other boy, the tos, Kedusha. You have to have your hands washed by someone who also has Kedusha. My Kedusha da Levio, that's the Levi. Right? So there you see, and he quotes the Pesukim at the Levi, so that's the Minig. So it's as it's rooted in the Zohar. That's it. Okay, so I'm not saying it's not important, but that's the Beis Yosef says it comes from. So the question, you know, how important is that or how significant is that? Is that really a job of a Levi? So in the Shulchan Aruch, in source number 19, in that same Siman Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Chof Ches, in Sivov, in the Chaber Paskins, Afal Pi Shanot Lo Koni Vedeim Shachris, Chosim Not Vedeim Arapereg, Shuchiba Yad Vazor, right, by Duchening, even though they wash in the morning, they should wash again before Duchening. Arapereg means, you know, until the wrist, you know, where the hand joins the arm. And it says, "V'halevi yotzek ma'ayim ayadehem," right? And the Levi should be the one to pour. Then he writes, "Kodem l'chein yitol ha'levi yodov." Before that, the Levi should wash his own hands. So that already, I'm all right. That we don't do. And the Levi washes his own hands first. That we don't do. The Mishnah Berurah writes, in Sifkot and Chof Beis, in the next source, 20. Mishnah Berurah writes, "Halevi yotzek ma'ayim, uksha'ein Levi." Yutzak Bechor Petarechem, the Bechor takes over. We had that sometime in the Shmuel Shuls, right? There's no Levi. They send out a Bechor who was the firstborn to the mother. The Gamkein Kodosh Ktas. That's interesting Lashon, right? So that indicates somehow, and that's really the Lashon of Zohar, that why does the Levi wash the Kohen's hands? Because he has some Kedusha, apparently even Bizman Hazeh. Yeah.
It's a mythological question. How much Shachar quotes from just based on the Zohar?
It's a good question. It's a good question. Especially the Mechaber quotes is only in the Zohar.
Only Mechaber is
the Zohar. No, I understand. No, but I don't know the Mechaber. Yeah, the Beis Yosef, but he brings the Shulchan Aruch. I know, but does he pass it out of the Aruch? Only Zohar?
No, but
there's some.
But Maya did, he never finished, he did a PhD.
Oh, is that right?
On the Zohar in the Shulchan Aruch.
Okay. That's true. But the question is, does he? He usually has another Amokah, Medrash, Gemara, someone.
No Re'iti. You know, he's not.
He's
not giving a psak halach. He's saying.
No, but then he brings the Shulchan. He brings the Shulchan. Now the Beis Yosef quotes. Right, I understand. The Magen Avraham a lot of times brings from the Kabbalah also. Okay, anyway, it's an interesting question. Is that an absolute din? So it's interesting to have here.
It comes down to washing the
hands. Rav Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav.
You can go on.
Rav Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav. Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Rav Zichron Rochel was a Levi, right? The Beis HaLevi, right? So the that family. So on page Kuf Lamed Beis in Nefesh HaRav, that's in Yonei Nesis Kapayim Os Dalad. He writes Rabbeinu Levi Hayah, correct? The low receive Sheyotza Ben Tzilas Musa Lito Yideim Shel Kohanim. He did not used to go out. Then wash the Kohen's hand. El Omer al Omdo, he stayed put. In Rago of Mechuvenes Yachar Machshu Lachazos Hashatz Kedarko Tomid. But he answers another reason why. Because the Rav used to stand, and I'm not myself. The Rav used to during Chazos Hashatz stood with his feet together as we do for the Sound Transit. And people are Talmidim, some people do that. So he may have thought that since the, not a real din, and he felt it was a real din, so that super, so it's not clear that he didn't do it to the Talmud Chacham, because
how can the Kohanim wash their own hands?
Yes, okay, so I don't know. Well, that's their mitzvah, so to speak. But I don't know. It says in the Rosh Hashanah, I never saw it. Okay, I mean, lower in a ride,
that, the
Rosh
Hashanah, that's opening a big
condom. Yeah, that's so sure. So Rosh Sternberg quotes in the Truva that I did print over here, in source 21, Shal's Truva San Hagas, Chelik Beis and Koftes. He says, what if the, because the Mishnah Berurah already alluded to it. And again, here's the Pandora's box. Look back for a second on the Mishnah Berurah. He says, you know, what if there's no Levi, a Kibachor does it. The Avshal Levi Tamil Chochem, let's say the Levi is a prominent Tamil Chochem. Right, but Kohen Amor, it's the Kohen, he's a regular guy, but he's a Kohen, right? Yesh Lahachmes, nevertheless, it's proper to do it. And especially if the Kohen himself is a Tamil Chochem. Anyway, if Sternbach talks about this, it's in the 21, again, this is Chelik Beis and Kuf Tes, Mohan Abram, Kuf Chav Chesik, Gonzai, Kosher, Levi, Tamil Chochem, Lo Yutol Yudei Kohanim, Sheish Bezer Bizoyim. The Tamil Chochem sort of takes precedence. All right, now the question: Nearer the Avshar Royal Hibazos the Mitzvah Lake or Bizoyim? What do I mean? It's a mitzvah, so it's a Bizoyim, not a Bizoyim. And nonetheless, perhaps because look at the second line there: Ain Rechita Talavim Chiyuv Medina. This idea of washing Levi's hand is not an absolute Chiyuv Medina. Rak Mekar Medina Azora Kadosh Kenemek Mevur Beis Yosef. So it's a Kabbalah.
What does it mean Chiyuv Medina?
It's not. There's no Gemara. There's no. We don't. We don't paskin.
Russian, why
Chiv
Medina instead of
Chayev? No, that's just an expression. It means it's not absolute Chiv, huh?
Chiv Medina is like Minigamah.
Yeah, then
people do it.
No, you're right. I'm not the Chiv Medina, though. He means it's not an absolute, I mean, it's not an expression. It's not an absolute Chiv. It comes from the Zohar and so on. Okay? So he says, therefore, it's all right. However, he says, he mentions, he says at the end, not to show a nation was a Levi, that he himself would do it, and he quotes him, Uman Hagarzas, that's Agon Abizeb Salavechik, that's the Briskerov, the novel. Okay, Agon Abin the Brisk, not Beregel Adaktik Bechaf and Okabats from the Econom, not like his nephew, Yashaber, but he, novel did go. Okay, it's an interesting question, but I'm just showing it to you really to show you that.
What not an absolute.
No, Regel, Yantif, we're going, so we're going.
But they're Bechaf every day.
Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't necessarily do that. Maybe because they were more live. That's a good question. Why did the Revival live in Yerushalayim? So they do it every day. Why did the Dafki Beregel to Kashim? I missed that. You're right. Anyway, but that's one thing which the Levim did, or still do, wash the Kohanim's hands. Then we find with regard to something else, and that again relates to this week's schedule also, that Levim still have a certain status today, and that is with regard to the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Right? There's the Mishnah says in Bechoros, in source number 22, Daf Yud Gimel Aleph. The Hakonim Alavim Chayovim, right? They're talking about there about Bechor Behema, right? The Kohanim Levim have animals that chayav in the midst of Bechor. Shelo Niftaru Bechor Behema Tahara. They're not potter from that. Ela Mipidyon HaBen. But they are potter from Pidyon HaBen, and that's Kohanim and Levim. So a Kohen and a Levi or a Levi as a child, there's no chiyuv of Pidyon HaBen. The Mishnah earlier in Bechor is Gimel Beis, and Masisim Kohanim and Levim Petur Mikabachomer. They're potter from Pidyon HaBen based on Kabachomer. In Potchul Shal Yisrael B'Midbar Dina Shivto Shal Atzman. But in this week's segment, this shows how the number of Levim corresponded to the number of the Bechors. And the rest of Klal Yisrael, but it was off by a certain amount, and it was a lot. Most people, they paid five shekel, and that's the whole history you're reading in the Seder about the Pidyon HaBen. So, Gemara explains on Daf Daleh Aleph in Bechoros, source 24, Elam Arava Achisami, Kohanim Elevim Potru Hein Atzlam Mikal Vachomer, in Hifkia Kedushos and Shalavim Kedushos Yisrael, Bamidbar, Lev Kisho Atzman, right, the Levim were able to, so to speak, Pater the Chiv of the Yisrael, they can certainly pater their own. Right, Rashi explains, Nifkia Kedushas Pshuta Levim, the ordinary Levim, the non-Bechor Levim, as Kedushas Bechor Yisrael B'Midbar, Dinu Shetivka Kedush Bechor Shebehen, Kedushas Bechor Levim Hifkiu El Atzman. Fine. So that's one din that still applies. Not only that, not only a Kohen or a Levi has a child who's a Bechor, but, as the Gemara says later in Bechor, it's off Mem Zion, even if the mother, the father is a Yisrael, but the Yisrael marries a Bas Kohen or a Bas Levi, still no Pidyon HaBen on their next generation child. Like even the mother, that's the Gemara later, Mem Zayin Aleph, Amos 26, Amar Adar Abba Leviyah, right? The girl from a woman from Levi Sheyodo, Benal Potter Mehei Yisloim. Then the Gemara says, what do you mean? Who made her pregnant? But if it's a Kohen or Levi Avada, it means Yisrael, and they learn that from Sukkim and so on.
Now here at the for this person we do. They said the Vilna Gaon, so Pidyon HaBen, you know, he was always looking for Kohanim Yuchasim. He redeemed himself many times. He found, you know, the Rappaport family are considered to be Kohanim Yuchasim, so he found someone somewhere in Rappaport. He gave him the fives. But we do, you know, it's an interesting question why. We should say he shouldn't do it because I'm not saying Chavel Amariah. But they want the $5, so they should have to prove. A different discussion, Pidyon HaBen Shalom. But anyway, but it goes by Peter Rechem, by the mother.
They
okay?
Challenge.
So, what?
Still
like
a
field
challenge.
That's the really girl that's
true.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so folklore. But anyway, what do you think? I'm sorry.
No, but why, then why should they also not be popular from the mitzvah at all? Like, they should be chayiv in Pidyon HaBen.
The other way. Yeah. Okay, but Lamai said that's what he said. The Rambam says this. Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tes, source 28. Halacha Tes says Kohen, we didn't turn Pidyon HaBen mikav haChomer, etc. Halacha Yud, Yisrael haba min haKohenes umin haLevi haPoter, a Yisrael child, and the father's Yisrael, and the mother's a Kohen or a Levi. So ain adover tali be'av ela be'aim shemar peterechem Yisrael. Peterechem means the one opens the womb, right? That's the first two. It goes by the bechor of the mother in this particular case. That's why I figured out a Pidyon HaBen is so rare. Right, bris is all the time. There's one out of every two babies, right? So, by laws of averages. But Pidyon HaBen is very rare. So we figured out, right, well, there are five reasons the baby is born. There are five reasons why there's no Pidyon HaBen. Reason number one, the father's a Kohen. No Pidyon HaBen. Reason number two, the mother happened to be a Bas Levi. No Pidyon HaBen. Reason number three, the child was born by cesarean section. Right, it wasn't a natural birth. It was through an operation, so that's not called Peterechem. No Pidyon HaBen either. Reason number four, well, it wasn't the firstborn child. They already had an older child. Reason number five, it was a girl. So for those five reasons, there's no Pidyon HaBen. Right, so Shachar Paskins, in Sinan Shin Hei of Yoredeya, 29, see if you have Kohanavim turn Pidyon HaBen, Afila Kohanes Alevia, etc. So that is another area that a Levi has a status even today. There's no Pidyon HaBen either, even if the mother comes from the family Levi. Another interesting din, and here's a fascinating din, is a Mishnah Horius of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah here is talking about what if you have a situation they call a medical profession triage. Right, you have to know who is, and people are in danger. Group comes up from time to time, even you know the building government. Rahman saw buildings on fire, right? The people in the building. The one fireman with a hose, he's going to have to spray in one place first. How do you decide? Right, we're going in this place, and this guy's going to die. Rahman saw, or you know, medical. Certain people need treatment. How do you figure it out? It's a big shiloh in ethics and in halacha and everything else. Right, so who goes to the chazal? The people on a boat that's sinking. So who get? There are too many people. Who do you toss overboard, right? So the Mishnah gives us this din. In Horia stuff, you'd give one out. So it's 30. Kohen called them a Levi. And Levi li Yisrael. A Kohen is because of the Kedusha. Kohen is first, and a Levi is second. This apparently is talking even Bizman Hazeh. Now, that's a little bit of a morbid case that I gave you in terms of saving a life, but it also the Gemara talks about it with regards to Hashavas Aveda and with regards to Tzedaka. That's how the Rambam Paskins and Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, Surah 31, Perik Ches, Halach Yud Zayin, Halach Lefanin Aniyim Harbe. There were a lot of poor people. Oshruyim Harbe, a whole group of people who were kidnapped, who were in danger, and so on. The aim bekis kdele farnes, o kdele chasot, to lift those corn. There's just not enough money in the account to redeem everybody. Magdimenes hakoin, the Levi, the Levi Yisrael, etc., etc. Okay, the whole hierarchy here. Then Halach Yirches, the Rambam throws in the monkey wrench, which the Gemara mentioned. I mean, I didn't read it in front. I want to miss it rather. Harris mentioned, what if he's a Talmud Chacham? Medvar Mur, Shane Shneim, Shom Bechachma, Alam Haya Koin Gadol, Amoharis, and Mam is a Talmud Chacham. That's the famous, that's where this comes from. Talmud Chacham, Kodem, and so on and so forth. But okay. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch too. In Yoredeya Siman Reish Nun Aleph Siftes. That's the next source, 32. Halil Fanin, Aniyim Harbi, poor people, same thing as the Rambam wrote. So that is the halacha. So that is another area where we find that the Levi has a status in terms of saving him or providing him with his tzedakah or Hashavas Aveda, other things. The Levi has a status over Yisrael. That's what it says. Kalkoin over Levi over Yisrael. And I forgot to put on the page, but the Beis Yosef writes over there he quotes the Yerushalmi that says that was only true in those days. I don't know if I know the spend the time if I find it now, but the question is that true all the time? Let me just see if I can find it quickly. I should look before, I'm sorry. The Beis Yosef says that I don't see it now, but question here. All right. Oh, here. 1 second. Well, we were showing the Amru, Levi, Kodav Yisrael, and so on. He quotes you. So the reason I didn't put on a page is because the whole question of the Girsa, not Yerushalmi. The Beis Yosef, but one Girsa may not be the correct Girsa. According to his Girsa, that's only Bishas HaDuchan, when there was a Duchan, when they had a Duchan, they baked a Mikdash. However, he doesn't agree, because Ava B'Talmud Adidan, that's our Gemara, the reference to the Bavli, Beis Yosef doesn't say that. And therefore, he paskins Ein L'chalek Ben Zman L'Zman, V'chein Nir Das HaPosim Shalom Chilkul. So he holds that although the Yerushalmi's Mash, that din of saving the Levi first, before the Yisrael coming for Levi, that's only back then, that's the Mashmos Yerushalmi, Beis Yosef says, but that's how the Bavli says, and the poskim don't make that Chilk, and therefore there's another din that applies even today. Finally, we can look at the last question, and that is, what is the status of the Levi in terms of an obligation to show him honor? We know the Pusik says, I put it in source 33, Parashat Emor, Parakhov ala Pusik Ches, the Kidashto, that's by Kohanim, actually the Pusik is by Kohan Gadol, means the whole Kohanim. The Kidashto, ki eslechem lakech umakrim, kodosh yaloch, ki kodosh yashem kadishchem, Rashi comments there, kodosh yaloch, nahol bo kedusha, liftoach rishon b'chol dava levorach rishon b'suud, right? We know the Kohen gets the first aliyah, and they invite him to lead the benching and so on. That's the din of kodosh yaloch, right? And that's a Mishnah Gittin. The Mishnah Gittin Daf Nun Tesan off in the bottom, source 35. Elu Dvarim Nedarke Sholem Kohen Kori Rishon V'Achrav Levi V'Achrav Yisrael Nedarke Sholem. That's what we do. Kohen gets the first Aliyah, Levi gets the second. He's Mizmarazeh, right? Then Yisrael, that's Darke Sholem. So I printed the Gemara Daf Nun Tesan Beis, learned it out from Psukim. I will save time and not reading it. But the Gemara goes back and says, "What do you mean if they Darke Sholem? Sounds like a pasuk, right? Well, Darke Sholem means that people shouldn't fight in shul. You know who gets which Aliyah? Happens anyways, right? But the Gemara says it's the Raisa. No, it's the Raisa, they can't be mochel. Okay, I don't want to go into that issue now. We don't have time. It's not important for our discussion, really. Rashi says in Source 37, the Rashi in Gittin, Nun Tesman Beis, Liftoach Rishon B'chol Dover Kovod, Bein B'Torah, Bein B'Yeshiva Hu Dover B'Rosh. The coin should be given. You get a collecting opinions from people, coin should speak first, right? Next one, Levarach Rishon B'Suda, right? And they give them the right to lead the benching, and also Lito Money Offers, and give them the nicest choice piece of steak, right? They offer the coin the best, the first food, okay, and they come out and say, okay, so these are all things which what he has to do. But more relevant for us is the continuation of that Gemara and Gittin Nun Tesan Beis, source 38 in the next page. Amar Abaye Naktina Vileining, what if there is no Kohen? So Naktina, and here's the rule, Ein Sham Kohen, Ein Kan Kohen, what do? Nispar the Chavila, the chain's been broken, the rope's been untied. What does that mean? So the Mishnah says, coin first, Levi next, Yisrael third. What if there's no coin? The chain is broken. What does it mean, practically? So Rashi has 2 days. Source 39. Rashi has 2 days. One, Nispar de Chavila, Nifsak HaKesh, that's what it means. The knot's been untied. Ibeid HaLevi Es Kvodo. The Levi's cover is gone now. Bishul Chavilos on Ephratis, because the rope was untied. The chain's broken. The Eno Kore Klau. Kach Om Memoria Zokin, Memoria Vitzak Rehuda. Rashi quotes his Rebbeim. Bechenia, good idea. Bechen Sider of Amram. So Rashi quotes day number one, that the Levi loses. In other words, once there's no coin,
it's so disturbing. Because until now, there's no chiyuv that's tied into the kohen.
So now we're going to have to try to. It's exactly what I get to. It's exactly what I'm trying to understand. Why is that?
It's so disturbing.
Right. But that's what he says. Because, so evidently, since you brought it up now, we'll say the svara. Evidently, this shita holds that the only kedusha that the Levi has, is as what? Is as the assistant to the Kohen. His status depends upon the Kohen. That's what this sheet apparently holds. And therefore, if there is no Kohen, there's not any status. Everything we saw in those Tukur and Divayam, right? There was a serving the Kohen, setting things up. Everything had to. The Levi doesn't have, according to this sheet, the Levi doesn't have, I was going to say this later, but you brought up, the Levi, according to this view, doesn't have anything over any Yisrael other than his attachment to the Kohen. But once there's no Kohen, so that's all. But then Rashi goes on, Talmidei Mor Reb Yitzchak HaLevi, Rashi from time to time lets you know who his Rebbeim were. Okay, here's one of those places. Avi Talmidei Mor Reb Yitzchak HaLevi Shamati Mishmo, She'ein Seder L'Davar LaHaktim Levi LiYisrael, U'Mishayir Tzayaktim. It's not true that the Levi loses altogether. You don't have to call him first. Right? You can call these. Now, Tosus, and the Kiragan, the Gilan Shas says Tosus is a misprint. He means the other teacher of Rashi, Tosus, Abitzur, Rehuda, Mepharsh. If you look at the one he quotes, seems to be against the Rashi quotes, and so the Kiragan picks up the Girsa, and the Gilan Shas. Anyway, Mepharsh, the Kori Levi, Bimkum, Bimakum, Haroilo. Right? The second Shita is the Levi. You call Yisrael first, and then you call the Levi second, his normal slot. Okay? And that relates to other problems, because maybe they mix people up and so on. The Tosa Rosh, right? Since clearly both in the Tosa Rosh was 41 and Gittin Daf Nun Tesem Beis Dibur Maskin Mispar the Chavila, and in the Rosh in the back of Gittin Parak Hay Simon Chof. We'll read it. Mispar the Chavila Ritzva, one of the Rishonim. Balei Tosa Hayatofes Iker Oso Rosh and Biras Rosh Ain Later Karim Komo Umuto Yisrael Likros Lefonim the Dafke. But when can Yisrael read before him? Not Stam Dafke Kigon She Yisrael Choshev Mimeno. The Yisrael is a Satam Chochav. They got a Rebbe, the Rav, and so on. Avlim Shoven Levi Kode. Bafilu Lama Bimkom Kohen, right? And because it quotes a Gemara, it's Amar Rishua Ben Levi, who was a Levi, Ben Levi, Rishua Ben Levi, the Megillah, Miyomai Lo Berach Tlifnei Kohen. I never said the bracha for a Kohen, but the Lo Berach Yisrael Afonai. No Yisrael ever went before me either. Rishua Ben Levi, Levi Hoya, right? And so on. And the Rosh says in Gittin, in the back in Gittin, Parakei Simchof, Amar Abai, he quotes the Shita, Naktinim Ancient Kohen, Ispar the Chalut Pirish Rashi, Shalikra Levi Klal. Right, Pirish Acher Shalikra Levi, Pirish Acher Shalikra Levi, Koma, but Yochlis Yisrael Kosafonim, Ritzvaya Tovizat Pirish Iker, but Vedafkim Yisrael Choshimeno, Avim Shoven Levi Koda, Filikos Bim Kom Kohen, and quotes the Mishuven Levi and so on. So now we actually comes out with there are three Shitas, right? Either Levi's out, okay, or you kind of have an option. Or it depends who's the bigger Talmud Chacham. The Rosh Hashulchan summarized this pretty neatly. Okay.
Well, part of the concern is that if you call the Levi for this first Aliyah,
then they'll think you might be a Kohen. It relates to that. Yeah. Let's look at the Rosh Hashulchan because I want to get what's behind these shitas. I've already alluded to it. I think to put it to spill the beans, the machlokus is really: does the Levi have independent Kedusha, independent status or not? If you hold that it's status dependent, pull down the coin, then it makes sense to say once the coin's gone, he has nothing. On the other hand, if you say no, the Levi seems to have status even without the coin, then you know, then it should call the Levi Bimkom coin. The Rosh Hashulchan writes,
is there a different question? Does the coin have status other than the Levi? Because the Levians came to replace the...
Yeah, well, the Levim, but let's remember, the Levim include the Kohanim, right? They're also in Levi, and by the Kohanim, there's a special Pasuk, a venture of the Kiddushto. So there you have a Pasuk, it says the Mokka of this whole thing is a Din, Yisrael has a mitzvah to show covered to a Kohen. What we're trying to analyze, is there any mitzvah to show covered to a Levi? Right? So you could argue that really there's no mitzvah to show covered to a Levi, you can't make up a mitzvah, but it could be that showing covered to a Levi is a means of showing cover to a Kohen because he's his assistant, right? If I have, I want someone to show cover. This is my vice president, so I should, by showing him cover to me, cover for me, right? So that's one way to look at it. Or no, somehow that the lady independent. That's what I'm trying to see.
But yeah. There's something maybe missing here, which we have in the earlier sources, which the lady's kedusha is not even tied to the Kohen. It's tied to the
Avodah Sphinx. Very good. So that may be the other sheet. I want to split. We'll get to it in a second. My mom is going to move the rest of the cars. But I want to perhaps split between the, so to speak, the Kedusha of the Levi, which maybe exists independently, and the Chi of Covet. Because the Chakira. In other words, there might be an Indian of Kedusha that the Levi has, but that the Kedusha itself may not generate the Chi of Covet. Let's just see what you're alluding to. Let's see. So Rosh Hashulchan just says in Simon Kuf Lamed Hey of Aruch Chaim Sifyad Aleph, Amirin Shom Begit Nakinim Ein Shom Koin Espar Chavish, but the Gil Perushim, right? He summarized everything. Pirush Echad, Pirush Rashi, Shein Levi Kari Kal, Mechain Kasav Rambam. And I printed it later, but we'll take his word for it. Rambam Perk, Yud Beis, and the Chotzer HaKutes. V'niru B'tamosh Adabah, why? Here it is. The L'chora HaTorah, Kevon Shekod Masa Kohen Levi Levi Yisrael, in Cain, Kishain Kohen Yikayik Then Levi Levi Yisrael. I mean, why would we think not? Kamash Malon De'en, okay, and that's why this sheet told, no, it's not true. De'ema, here's the key, the Aruch HaShulchan writes it Kedarko so clearly. De'ema Sai Kidsha HaTorah LaHalevi Shiyaktim Le Yisrael. Kishayesh coin. When do we say that a lady comes before someone as a coin? Ava kishayesh coin, ain't yichus okay? We should say the hefek or a shai lios kam achar Yisrael. Kamasim the gamzei, you know, but you still can't put him after Yisrael. Now kopamar el kadosh yosim Yisrael. He does have some kedusha. So I think the Aruch Shulchan gives a kernel of that idea. The kernel of that idea is this hakir that I just mentioned is in the Aruch Shulchan. That's Perish Aleph. You see if you'd be Perish Hasheni. Right, Gamkein Rashi, because of Gamkein the basis, and because of Gamkein Rashi, is part of the same thing. We should see acting. Klomar, Hatorah lo kidsha saledi rak from Mokum Shesh Cohen. Avolo karik Yisrael, and kain ain kapeid of ain kadima. The Yachol Chalasos Kritzonam. Kemal Yisrael. But then he writes a few lines later. But near the severely the vaday gambalo hakohen yeshal Yosef to Yisrael. Why? The siv ba'is ahiidos shevet haledi harim atzmo kadosh. And therefore, if they're all equal, he still gets precedence over. It's not the same as when there's a coin. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't punch out the Chakir, but that's what he's saying. According to that Shita, there's some Kedusha, some kernel of Kedusha in the guy.
Right?
Yes, but according to one view at least, a Levi has no Kedusha the coin. Exactly. Okay, well, I don't say Kedusha. I'm trying to split between Kedusha and a Chiyuv of Kavod. But, yes, you could say it that way. That's the Machlokas. Right. That's the Machlokas in terms of the Elias. The Mordechai...
Both of you should tell me he'd be not there yet. Maisi.
Right, you're back to the Maisi. Yes, correct. But unless you want to say that's... I mean, I don't argue, but maybe, you know, you still give pay it to the poor. I mean, I don't know. You know, we have to think about it. Yeah. Okay, the Mordechai there in Gittin, 44, the Mordechai in Gittin, in the back of the Mordechai in Gittin, it's page... Hamid Aleph in his pagination, Simon Tofei. Omar Abaye quotes Abaye, right? And he says a very interesting thing, an interesting Girsa question, on the very first line. Mamish, a fascinating thing. Okay? In Ainsham Khan is part of the Hashta Ainsham of the time of the Levi Kore Shani. Look what it says. You have to see, because the parenthesis in brackets. Whenever you see that, you know there's trouble. We're on the bottom of 40, the bottom of 44. And whenever you see parenthesis in brackets, that's a clue. There's a Girsa problem here. Right? Usually we skip the parentheses and we put in the brackets, but there are different sheets. What does it say? Look at this. Time of the Levi Koresheni Hav Mishum Kvodo Shel Moshe. Let's remember that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Levi. Right? And it was a pretty important person. Right? So according to this view, this gist is correct. Yeah, Levi has a certain covered. Why? Because that's the shame of the Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? That's why it's independent of Kohanim. That's one way to look at it. The Shevet Levi had a connection to Moshe. Moshe was the Shevet Levi. Okay?
We're missing the most important element.
Yeah.
The Levim weren't Mashiach.
Okay, good. With the Chedai, go.
In Mitzrayim.
That's another thing, right? That didn't seem to bring up this thing. But look at the other gears. The other gears is...
Yeah, when Zekadusha started from Yaakov.
Right, that's our. That's inside. Well, after Yaakov, but yeah, Levi himself. The Levim were not part of the Shibur. Well, maybe that relates to Moshe, but okay, so it's a good hour.
But before predates Moshe, correct.
Moshe. That's what the Mepharshim put out. Moshe and Aaron could walk around whenever they want, to come to power when they like. But you're right. Okay, but look at the other gears in the prayer. Not Moshe, but not Mishum Kodosh or Moshe, but Kodosh or Kohen. That's our exact question. That's it. Right? Is it Mishum Kodosh or Moshe, something to do with the Shevet? Or no, Mishum Kodosh or Kohen? Shum, you know. And so that's really a question what the right quotes have been. Tom, you take a look in the next source, like the Chassam Sofer, the back of the page, finally. Chassam Sofer, they're in Gittin. Okay? And again, we have to... It also explains, and again, I forgot to mention, but the Aruch HaShulchan and others mentioned, and again, let's recall the Levim did not participate in the Cheder Egel. That's not because the Kohanim came from there, right? The Levim independently, you know, I mean, included the Kohanim, but the whole Shevet didn't participate, right? So the Chassam Sofer writes, Nakin Ainsham Kohen is part of the source 45, the Chassam Sofer and the Chedushim are getting on Tazambay, for Yeshoma Kol Kvod on the Sunus Mehem al Aaron, the Shores of a Kodesh. The main Khan Kohen ain't Khan Malo Levi. Right? He says that one way to look at it, no Kohen. No mile for the way. The Amr Mordechai Isa, he had the first case. The Kodesh Levi Shum Kodesh Mem Reish Ayin Hey stands for Moshe Rabbeinu all of us home. Right? The Moshe Rabbeinu Shara Levi Vinit the Torah Yadola. What did Moshe do? All he did was give us the Torah, right? And Chassam Sofer, that explains why Talmud Chacham could get president. Talmud Chacham represents Torah. If the whole punch of the Levi is because of the connection to Moshe Rabbeinu, who gave us the Torah. Talmud Chacham is also an embodiment of Torah, right? I was calling Talmud Chacham for a Heino Kodesh. That's completely uncovered from Moshe Rabbeinu too, right? So that's the Chassam Sofer. The Rabbi said he brings the din the way the Pirush Rishon Sharasha, the Kesef Mishnah explained. Okay, in any event, what we've seen is, and we just have to wrap it up. There are really two different ways to look at the Kedusha of the Levi. If the Kedusha of the Levi is simply because of those, all those psukim we saw at the beginning of Shem Divayam, they're serving the Kohanim, so they're assisting the Kohanim, right? I mean, you have a guy who owns a company, he's a president, so till this, now I'm the vice president, so good, everyone gives me cover. The president decides to close the company, so I'm the vice president of what? Right? He's not this, I'm finished, right? I'm only there because I'm assisting to him, right? That's one way, or no, maybe because they didn't participate in the Ego, they connected to Moshe Rabbeinu, and so maybe that's their Kedusha. Finally,
I don't understand, this was in place of the Bukhara, and all of the Bukhara would have presumably
from whatever shape, yeah.
So all of them took the place of all the Bukhara.
Right, so that's why I want to suggest that maybe, because we still stuck with that other piece. I'll mention now because we're still talking about a piece, because the other piece of giving the stocker first to the lady, what's that got to do? Especially the Beis Yosef says that that's even true Bizman Hazeh. So, or saving a life first, I mean, well, what is that? Let's say you have a boat, you only save the lady first, and there's also a coin in the boat. I mean, they don't say that. Right? It's hard to imagine that, right? No one said that. You only give the lady stock, and also a Kohanim needs stock, and you're going to give them both. But that's not what the Mishnah says, the Gemara says. And again, I stress that Beis Yosef, unfortunately, not on the sheep, but I read it to you, that Beis Yosef said that it's even Bizman Hazeh. So that's why I think you see this distinction between maybe that's something that's not a matter of covered. It's not a cover to give him stock. It's saving his life. He needs money. Or the boat's sinking or the house is burning. That's a function of Kedusha. That's why all those things, Cohen Levi, because he has more mitzvahs, it mentions the man before woman, also not because of any greater, but they have more mitzvahs. Yeah. I mean, you have to make a decision somehow. The decision is based on mitzvahs, so Levim have a Kedusha. That's not a matter of covered. Maybe when it's a matter of covered, then we could argue it's only covered for the only chiva, covered for Levi, when there's a Cohen present. So that's the thing I'm coming down to. That's the distinction between Kedusha and covered. Let's just finish up in the cards, and then we can discuss further the... Again, we quote that Yerushalmi in Brachos Parakel Achadala. We quoted it from before from the Torah, one of the Poskim quoted. But let's look and skip to 51. Okay, that's again. But we Paskin, and I forgot. I should say it. And we look at 48. Shmuel says we Paskin Halacha. Arachaim Sinu Kuflam and Heisivov. In Ain Kohen Beis Haknesses, Kol Yisrael Bimkom Kohen Velo Yal Achar of Levi. Okay, we call Yisrael Bimkom Kohen, the Levi doesn't go next. So it sounds like he accepted to skip the Levi altogether. But the Ramah adds, Avarishon Yachol Lalos. And I think you find both menhagim in shuls nowadays, no? I think sometimes you see there's no Kohen they call up a Levi, other shul they don't call up a Levi. Every shul has its own policy. Right? I mean, I've definitely seen both in my life, but there's no Kohen. Sometimes they call the Levi, sometimes sometimes they'll call the Skidli Levi altogether. So both days are brought in the halacha. But look at 51, the tour. The tour says in Arachan by Birchas Hamazon, right? Simon Reish Aleph. He quotes Garsinim Rishalmi, Amish Relevi, Miyamai Lo Barachlis, Mekomel Lo Berchas Olafonai. And he was a Levi, he mentioned this before, right? But he says, Harami Rutenberg Kosov, She'ain Lo Din Kadima. The Levi does not have a Kadima. Okay? And that, the story of the Shulman Levi? That's because he was a Shulman Levi. So, Tamal Chacham, right? One of the Gedolei Hador. So that's why. The Bach disputes that. The Bach says, what do you mean? And the Shulman Levi was never at a table with other Talmidei Chachamim. Never. He said, no one ever been. Ever? He was never sat with other Talmidei Chachamim. Doesn't think it's right. It's just because of the Leviyah. So again, you see a Machlokas and the Maram Rutenberg and the Bach, the early authorities. And again, I won't have time to read. You look in the Drisha and so on. You know, I brought with me, but I'm not going to read now because the Gur Aryeh, the Maralmi Prague, is very interesting. In the beginning of Parshas Korach, says, they were Macholik on the Kahuna, right? But then they were also indirectly Cholak on Levium also. They were from Levi, right? So that's so the Maralmi Prague explains in the Guraya there on the Bemirah Tes Zion Hey, right? Lavodas Levium. No, if you're arguing against the Kohanim, you're arguing against Levium too. It's all one package. Again, it relates to that issue. The Mogan Avraham talks about the following in source 55. Actually, again, what about this Manazeh? I quoted the Pasuk in Parshas Re'ei. He Shoma, this relates to you, Yaakov, about the Maisib. It says, when we're here talking about charity, it says, Pentazov is Haledi Koyamecha Al Admosecha. So Zok Rashi Al Masecha, the name of the Sefrei, Aval Begola Ein Chamuz Alav Yosemani Yisrael, but only Alav Masecha, not in Chutzlaretz. So full disclosure. So make that chiluk. But the Magen Avraham discusses by benching a practical din. Do you have, let's say there's no coin. Do you give the Levi to lead the benching? The Gemara talked about Elias, but what about benching? And I'll tell you a further nafkamina. Okay, we say, yeah, Bershus. Okay, we say, let's say I'm not a coin. So my shul, on the rabbi side, I bench often by Shalosh. So I say Bershus HaKohanim. She also say Bershus HaKohanim BeHalavim. Okay, somebody told me Shekhtar does that. Okay, always says Bishus HaKohanim Elazim. Right? Why? It's based on this Magen Avraham. It's in Reish Aleph Sivkot and Dalet. He says, Kosov HaTur Yisham Shetzarach Lachim HaLevi LeYisrael. Right? And the Bach says, oh, Machokes and so on, Rama Rutenberg. But he says, he brings a Raya from a Piyot, the third line. By a Bris Mila, you know, we have a special... No, those Shechor Sechmanah, right? In the introduction to the benching, there's a piyut, and you praise the Moel and the Sandak and everybody. So it says at one point, Birshus HaKohanim V'Halavim Efter Chopi, whatever it is, right? So it says the V'chein Yosad Birchuz Noda L'Shimcha Birshus HaKohanim V'Halavim. But you look in some Siddurim, he's right, it says Birshus HaKohanim Halavim without the Vav. That's our machlokas. What's the correct thing in that piyut? Right? Akhanim Yikulavim. And so he quotes that mission again. He says Akhanim Halavim or Vilavim? Vilavim, I think. Vilavim. I got to believe says that's why I heard. Never asked him this. I have to ask him. I never used to do it. I only recently heard that he does it altogether. Okay, I don't remember. I don't remember, but Shechter. That he says Bishak Khanim Vilavim. But based on this, the Magen Avraham leaves it schwer. Why does he quote that Yushalmi in Horius? You know, which says only Bisman Hazen. It's interesting. He leaves it questionable. He quotes that Rashi and Parshas Re'eh. But again, I read you before. The Beis Yosef said that we don't pass like that. Yerushalmi. Okay, so people leave it. The Chemer brings
it. Are they Kohanim there?
Huh?
Are they Kohanim sitting there?
Yeah, let's
say. So they should make the bracha.
Right, but then so you say Bishus.
In other words, you override the priority of the Kohanim.
Well, with their permission, presumably, yeah. That's why I say Bishus. Bishus HaKohanim. The question, do you say, I mean, nowadays you want to be polite, so you say Bishus Kohanim Asum Kabbat. Really, the Bishus is only on the people who have the right. I mean, I don't want to go into things, but sometimes you say, you know, people want to be polite. I'm not saying it's wrong, but they'll say Bishus Balabayas, Bishus Balas Habayas. Nothing wrong, but the truth is, the Balas Habayas couldn't leave the mention she wanted to, right? She can leave them with girls saying Mizumin. So when the women, if women mention the Mizumin, which they can, they just say, yeah.
To override the Kohen,
yeah.
With his consent,
right, that's back in
our nothing wrong.
Right, with his consent, take a mochel. That, and not in the shul. That's the part of the Gemara getting that I didn't read inside. Back on the Testament base, makes a chiluk between in shul, where it's going to be a tumult, with a fighting, and a meal, a chonkei mochel. Right, and we never heard the Akonya Mocha in the shul. Okay, what they do usually with the Kohen, though technically we could. Okay, that's a problem by itself, right? The Kohen technically Mocha in the shul too, but we don't do that. You know, the Kohen goes out, it walks
I
out.
I don't know if you remember, many years ago I went to Florida.
Oh yeah, he told us, right, the guy didn't do it, he refused, right? They asked him to go out.
And someone bought the Aaliyah, went up there in the Kohen's place. He bought the Aaliyah, the Kohen Aaliyah, and he went up there.
Right, you know, it wasn't a Kohen.
And took the Aaliyah.
Yeah, that's like the joke I told, you know, about the guy who says to his rabbi, yeah, his sister's rabbi, I remember, yeah, his sister's, let me tell this, the guy says to the rabbi, I don't know what to do, I'm not a Kohen, and I'd really like to get the first Aaliyah. Not my father's a Kohen, that's a different joke. But I really like to get the first Aaliyah. I would like to have that experience. So the rabbi said, look, don't tell anybody I told you this. But the travel, you know, go 50 miles away to the next shtetl, you know, no one knows who you are. And the guy asks your coin, you say, yeah, they'll give you a coin, they'll believe you, they'll, you know. So the guy finally gets up the guts, he travels to the next town, 50 miles away, he comes in shul in the morning, and the guy says, is there any coin here? And the guy raises his hand, says, I'm a coin. So the guy says to him, listen, I have 2 yards after a chosn this morning, could you step outside? But anyway, right? What? So anyway, Lemaisa, I just want to say that's perhaps, again, Magen Avraham raises that kash, even though it's associated with Teretz, and the Stechemed answers this, and the Maskel Davar Rashi, a lot of people give the same Teretz, but I did not see anybody quite punch out this Chakir, but I think without Chakir, we can answer the kashes. Number one, the Machlokas, whether the Levi gets the, it's the Machlokas within Aliyahs, is the Levi's Kedusha, is the Levi's, is the cover of the Aliyah, Toy in the coin or not? And even if it is with regards to Aliyahs, maybe you could say that when it comes to a matter of Kedusha, which the guy has inherent Kedusha because the Shevet didn't participate in Chet HaEgel, they come from Moshe, or whatever we said, maybe there, like this, like the Zosei in Bizman HaZeh, you'd still have to save him first and give him Stokka first and Shavuz Aveda first, because that's not a matter of Kovod, that's a matter of life. Anyway, from all of this, it seems that the Levi does have some status. We can just examine a little further what that status would be.
Yeah.